Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Morning Prayer. I'm Sally, and I'm part of the extended community here. I hope you've all received a copy of the liturgy that I'm going to use. And it's called One Thing I Have Asked of the Lord. And as usual, could you join in the words in bold? One thing I have asked of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. Who is it that you seek? We seek the Lord our God. Do you seek him with all your heart? Amen. Lord, have mercy. Do you seek him with all your soul? Amen. Lord, have mercy. Do you seek him with all your mind? Amen. Lord, have mercy. Do you seek him with all your strength? Amen. Lord, have mercy. And let's say together, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Our reading is Acts 26, verse 19 to the end. And it can be found on page 1124 in the Bibles. Before I read this, I'm just going to set the scene a little bit. We have been working through the book of Acts, and we have come to a point where Paul is being held in Caesarea. Caesarea was the home of Cornelius, who was one of the first Gentile Christians. And I think that's important that this is a Gentile city. Paul has been held here, and the previous governor, Felix, asked him to come and speak about his faith at regular intervals over a period of 2 years. But every time it got a bit personal, he stopped the conversation. Now we have a new governor, Festus, who's a Roman, and the king, Agrippa, has come to visit him, and they have decided to find out why Paul is being imprisoned. He's being imprisoned because of a disturbance in Jerusalem and a plot to kill him, and he was taken to Caesarea, at which point he appealed to Caesar. So he is waiting to go to Caesar. So this isn't a trial, really. It's just Paul explaining his situation. So then, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven. First to those in Damascus, and then to those in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and then to the Gentiles, I preached that they should repent and turn to God and demonstrate their repentance by their deeds. That is why some Jews seized me in the temple courts and tried to kill me. But God has helped me to this very day, so I stand here and testify to small and great alike. I am saying nothing beyond what the prophets and Moses said would happen, that the Messiah would suffer and, as to the rise from the dead, would bring the message of light to his own people and to the Gentiles. At this point, Festus interrupted Paul's defense. You're out of your mind, Paul, he shouted. Your great learning is driving you insane. I'm not insane, most excellent Festus, Paul replied. What I am saying is true and reasonable. The king is familiar with these things, and I can speak freely to him. I'm convinced that none of this has escaped his notice because it wasn't done in a corner. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know you do. Then Agrippa said to Paul, do you think that in such a short time you could persuade me to be a Christian? Paul replied, short time or long, I pray to God that not only you, but all who are listening to me today may become what I am, except for these chains. The king rose, and with him the governor and Bernice and those who were sitting with him. After they left the room, they began saying to one another, "This man hasn't done anything that deserves death or imprisonment." Agrippa said to Festus, "This man could have been set free if he had not appealed to Caesar." So let's just have a few moments to think through that passage. Just a few reflections. I don't want to say very much. Paul speaks out of his own experience, his own experience of God's grace. I think verse 23 is really key, that he taught that the Messiah would suffer and then rise from the dead and bring the message of light to his own people and to the Gentiles. Here we have the key thing that Paul is preaching, that Jesus has risen from the dead. But he also mentions here that he is bringing it not just to his own people, but to the Gentiles. And Paul had a passion to go to the Gentiles and to go out to the whole world. And that's where he wanted to go. He wanted to go to Caesar. He'd done a lot, but he wasn't finished yet. So my thoughts are, what's our experience of God's grace? And what is our vision for the future? And are we looking outward to the people that might not belong exactly to our community? So we'll have a few moments to reflect, and then I'll play a song. This canticle reminds us that Christ is the centre of everything we do. So let's say this canticle together. Christ as our light, illumine and guide me. Christ as a shield, overshadow me. Christ under me. Christ over me. Christ beside me, on my left and my right. This day be within and without me, lowly and meek, yet all-powerful. Be in the heart of each to whom I speak, in the mouth of each who speaks unto me. This day be within and without me, lowly and meek, yet all powerful. Christ as a light, Christ as a shield, Christ beside me, on my left and my right. Amen. You're welcome to stay in the chapel, but breakfast will be served shortly. Thank you for joining me.